Blog Talk Radio. From insanity to sane, coming live from the ATL, sending you lots of love and hope and prayer from our hearts to yours. We appreciate all our viewers in support of this broadcast under the leadership of Nyacom Television Production. Just know you are one prayer away from destiny. The next voice you hear will be your host, Ms. Barbara Archer.
Play this in the club. Not because it sound like dirty. It's because it sound like hood. Y'all need to humble up.
Good evening. I am your host, Barbara Archer, from Real Women Real Talk. I'm excited to be here this evening. Thank you very much for tuning
Hello,
in.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so
another
please leave your
broadcast,
message after the tone.
And we're so happy to be here today. Thank you for tuning in. And today we're going to get started. I had a special guest that was to be on the broadcast with me this evening.
Thank you so much. I do apologize. Don't know what happened there. Sometimes there are some technical problems, and unfortunately, we had one this evening. But anyway, I am back on the air with you. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you from Insanity to Sane, but this evening's broadcast is entitled Real Women, Real Talk. I had a special guest this evening, Juliano Joseph, that was supposed to join me on the platform. I was having some technical problems, and I do apologize for that. What I'm going to try my best to do, I'm going to start the show, and halfway through the show, I'm going to go to a commercial break, and at that time, I'm going to see if I can't relocate with her. I know she has been traveling with her family for the past week or so. We have been in touch with one another. I know because she's in Australia, it is early morning for her, which is nighttime for me, and I can only do her call on Skype, and I was experiencing some technical problems, and it was like she was able to call me, and then I was not able to answer the call. I could answer the call, but I could not hear her. So that's type of the issue that what I was having, so I do apologize, but we're going to go forward anyway, because one of the things of what I know, that it doesn't matter what happens, God is going to be glorified, and we have to move forward. So I'm going to start off with prayer this evening. Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, for all that what you've done this day in our lives. And, Lord, I just pray you will continue to watch over us and keep us. Father, you're doing something. And, Lord, I just give you all the glory and praise and honor. And I pray that you touch every heart and touch every life right now, Lord, that you would minister to your people, that your people will be healed and whole. And, Lord, I just praise you because I know that you're doing it. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. So what we're going to do this evening, as we have entered into a new year with New Beginnings 2015, we're halfway through this year. I mean, halfway through this month. And it's like it's January the 14th. And it's like we're halfway through it. And before we know it, guess what? We're going to be heading into February. Well, I just want to be able to tell every woman out there that as we go forward, there are so many things that you're going to experience in 2015. Just know that everything that you went through in 2014 was to prepare you for 2015. All the tears, all the sweat, everything that you've gone through is for this purpose today. That's what it is. It is for this divine purpose today. So I just say be encouraged. Do not let anything distract you from what you have to do in 2015, because this is your year, women. You hear me? This is your year. This is your year to shine, okay? So with that said, I just want to be able to just speak to you from my heart, things that we struggle with as women. And one of the things that we struggle with is being real. And you know what? I hear that a lot from so many people. I cannot begin to tell you the people that I actually talk with. And everyone is sensing the same thing, that women are not being real. How do we come? Wait a minute. Let me just back up a moment. How do we go from being fake to being real? So many of us, we live behind this masquerade, and we don't open up about ourselves, and we don't open up about our feelings because we're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of people may treat us different. They may not talk to us. They may not like us. And we go through all these different things and these feelings and these emotions. But just know that in spite of it all, you have to be true, because I'm going to tell you one thing. You can always tell if you are not aligned with God, and I'm going to tell you why. When you can't be real with yourself, then you're going to have a hard time being real in every relationship, and that includes your relationship with God. Now, one may be saying, okay, how is it possible that I cannot be real in my relationship with God, and God knows all? Yes, God knows all. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. He knows what you're going to think before you actually think it. He already knows what you're going to say before you even utter it out your mouth. But at the same time, God wants us to be real about our feelings, real about our struggles. Because if you pretend, okay, that you know what, I'm okay, and this is how that the enemy will trip you up. The enemy will make you say, well, you're better off than where you used to be. Or he'll say this to you: there's someone else here. There's someone else out here worse off than what you are. And so often, we believe that. And that is what keeps us in sin. That's what holds us in the pit of hell. Because the reason why is because we can't break free. We can't be real. We can't admit that we have these struggles. Every last one of us have it. So just be real about it and say, okay, you know what? I'm struggling in this area. And one of the things of what I'm starting to see, and I was talking to a dear sister about this, and, you know, it's just on my heart that I think that I may just end up doing a series on this. I don't know when, you know, probably next month as we get into February. I would really love to do a series on this because I see it so often, and it's an area that we all struggle in, and I'm going to tell you what that area is. Why is it? Now, it has to do with being real, but why is it that women, we struggle with being real to ourselves, real with other women? That's another area that we struggle with. And then third, we also struggle with that word, and that word is sex, intimacy. Why is it that we struggle in that area? There are so many people, so many women, they in church, they love the Lord, they serve the Lord and all that, okay? But at the end of the day, you're still in this flesh. Now, I'm not saying that you have to yield to the flesh, but you don't have to yield to the flesh, okay? You don't have to yield, okay? You can call on the name of Jesus, and he will help you. He will give you the strength and the grace to go through what you got to go through, okay? So we don't have to yield. The word says, be holy for the Lord your God is holy. So why would God command us to do something that he did not give us the power to do? So we can do it. We just choose not to because we're listening to the flesh, okay? And when you listen to the flesh, you fulfill the desires of the flesh, not of the spirit. So with that being said, so many of us, we in church, and, you know, we want to make pretend that we got it all together. Now, this is just real talk, so if you can't handle real talk, then you don't need to be listening to this broadcast because you're going to get real talk here, all right? How many of us in church, and even women that are not in church, and we struggle in this area, okay, because we don't want people to know that we struggle with loneliness, that we struggle with, you know, having someone of the opposite sex in our lives. Why is it that we can't be open about that? Why is it? And I'm going to tell you why. Because you are not a real person. You are looking to everything else instead of looking to Almighty God, okay? It's okay to admit, God, you know what, I struggle in this area. I used to be the same way. Now, I didn't struggle in this area. This area has never really been a struggle for me. I mean, I've had other struggles, but this have never been something that really just, you know, just really just got a hold of me, you know. I mean, yes, you know, I enjoyed relationships with men and all that, but at the same time, you know, it wasn't something that Satan really had a stronghold on me, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, long story short, what happened is that, you know, I was talking to this sister in Christ, and we were discussing the exact same thing. And I said, you know what, I really want to talk about this some more, because I find out that women, that they can't be real in this area because they're trying to be something that they're not. And that's the real talk. You're trying to be something that you're not. You're trying to be this superhero Christian. Okay, but at the end of the day, okay, there are no superhero Christians. Okay, we love the Lord. We're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, but guess what? You still have issues that you struggle with. But your sexual issues is not your issue. There's a deeper issue that's in your soul. So what happens is that when your soul has been damaged, let's say, for instance, if a woman struggles with rejection, okay, a lot of times she may end up in the wrong relationships with the wrong men, okay, all right, because she wants to be loved and she desires to be loved, but she doesn't know her self-worth. And because she do not know who she are, then she puts up with, you know, this gentleman friend of hers, you know, that doesn't treat her well, doesn't respect her, anything like this way. But at the same time, she, you know, she gravitates towards him, okay? And you have to ask yourself a question, why is that? Why is it that we are attracted to the wrong type of people? Well, the reason why is because we have a damaged soul. And because your soul is damaged, you're going to attract what is damaged already in you, okay? Maybe with some women, you know, that we struggle with that, you know, being by ourselves, you know, being lonely, okay? We all have those moments, you know, that we wish that we had someone real nice in our lives, especially when you may see your girlfriend or your sister or someone in your family and they have a nice spouse and the spouse is loving and caring and all that, and you may sit back and be like, why can't I have that? And I'm going to tell you, it's not to say that you can't have it, but what it is that, you know what, maybe that other person went about life differently than what you went about life. Maybe you was trying to seek this over here, seek gratification, when this person over on the other side, okay, knew who they are, knew what they wanted out of life, and they wasn't going to settle for anything less than what they wanted because they knew that they deserve greater. Okay, so we can't get upset, ladies, and other women that have wonderful husbands and wonderful families and all that, because they made different choices in life, okay? Can't blame someone else for why this happened in my life, okay? I had a choice in the matter, and I chose this path. So if I chose this path, then I have to choose the consequences and all that comes about by me traveling down that path, amen? So what we have to do, we have to change our thinking, and we have to know who we are. But most importantly, we have to know, like what Joel Osteen said, whose we are. And that is, you belong to the Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth. That is who you belong to, okay? So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I have an announcement that I would like to be able to deliver to everyone today, all right? And then what we're going to do, we're going to go straight into part two of this segment as I speak on Real Women, Real Talk.
The newest and sassy magazine for all women, Be Who You Are, is a magazine for all women of age. Each month, I'll be featuring gospel artists, fashion, everything for today's women. Visit my website, www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info, coming January 24th, 2015, for $4.99.
Okay, all right, so you've heard the commercial. So as you know, there's a magazine, and it's coming at the end of this month. You do not want to miss out on that opportunity. If you have a business or if you have a ministry and you're looking for advertising, we can meet your needs right here from Insanity to Sane, okay? All right, but now we're going to jump right back into our part two of our segment. So what we're going to talk about now is we're going to discuss how do we move from being fake to being real. So here it is. Let me give you the steps and how you do that. First of all, you have to be willing to die to self. And what I mean by that, you have to be willing to die to your flesh. So often, we like to paint this picture because it shows that we have arrived and it shows that we have everything under control and everything in our lives is going good. That is the picture that we want to paint, and that's the picture we want everyone to see us in. But that's not the truth. So when you get to a place that you don't care, that you don't worry about, you're not going to stress yourself over what people think, then you know what? Then that is the first step to you being delivered, okay? Time I went through something in my life, and I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I thought I would literally die. It felt like I would. It felt like I was going to die. My heart was ripped in two. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was broken in millions of pieces. And as a result of it, you know, I was at church one day, and I was at the altar. And a sister in Christ, you know, she came over. She knew about my situation in a way. She stayed at the altar with me. She prayed. I fell on my knees. I fell out in the floor. I cried. I stomped. I jumped. I did everything. Makeup was running down my eyes. Mascara was running down my eyes. When I got finished, I looked like I had two black eyes, but I didn't care because you want to know why? I was getting my deliverance. I was getting my healing. And sometimes when you after your healing or you after your deliverance, you can't worry about what you look like. Okay, you got to, there are times, I'm going to tell you, there are times you got to get ugly, okay? You hear what I say? You have to get ugly because you can't worry about how you look. You are meeting God, Almighty God, and it doesn't matter what I got to go through, what I got to go through, what I got to see or anything, but I'm seeking after God and I'm seeking his healing. So it doesn't matter what it looks like because I knew that when I left that altar, I knew I got up off my knees, and I knew that I was healed. I knew I was restored. I knew I was on my road to recovery, and that's all that mattered. So what you have to learn how to get to a place is that you can't worry about what other people think. Because if you worry about what other people think, you'll never get real because you'll still try to live within this fantasy life of what you think your life should be like, okay? So that's the first step, dying to self. Second step to which you have to get to a place, okay? Know who you are. Know who you are. Deal with what you know about yourself and accept yourself just the way you are. You know, God made you. He made you with purpose. He put destiny in you. He created you. He formed you. You know, so there's greatness on the inside of you. So it doesn't matter, okay, what other people may think of you. Okay, you be the best you that you can possibly be for the kingdom of God. And that's all you have to concern yourself with. You be the best you. Because trust me, as long as you be real, okay, people will surround themselves with you. But when you fake, people don't want to be around. I know myself, I don't want to be around fake people. As soon as I talk with someone and, you know, and the first couple of minutes in a conversation, you know, and I ask them, I'm like, well, how you doing? And they were like, oh, praise be to God. God's so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm like, okay, now I'm not saying anything wrong with that, okay? So hear me out. That's not what I'm saying, okay? But at the same time, okay, I know God is good. You know God is good, okay? And I'm saying, okay, you can praise God. You can praise God from the rising up in the morning to the going down at night. I know I praise him all throughout the day. I don't need a certain time of the day just to praise him. I can be in my car, and there are times I'm driving in my car. And while I'm driving in my car, I'm listening to music, and a song may come on the radio, and it touched my life, you know, and I'm singing it, and I'm raising my hand. And there are times that I close my eyes for a moment, you know, and I'm still praising God. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I don't want to hit anybody, you know, anything like that. But at the same time, I'm just in that moment with God. So I'm all over the fact, okay, about praising God, because you got to praise God because he's worthy to be praised. But at the same time, you know, some people, they say things based upon what they think is the right thing to say at that right time, okay? And trust me, you can be wrong at the right time thinking that you're doing the right thing and still be wrong. Okay, because sometimes people think, all right, this is what I'm supposed to say, so I say it. But I'm going to tell you something. But in your heart, if that's not what you actually believe in, and if that's not how you really feel, okay, it doesn't matter what flows out of your mouth. Because God is not interested in that. God is for the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. God, he looks at the heart. God is looking at your heart in why you said what you said, why you do what you do. He's looking at your heart, and your heart has to be right. That's what God is after. God is after your heart. That is what he wants, and he wants you to be real with him. Every morning I get up and I pray, God, I want to have your rhythm. Every morning I get up and I pray that, God, I want to have your rhythm. God, I want us to be as one. I want to feel your breath on my face. You know, I want to be in sync with you. That's my prayer every day. You know, make that your prayer every day. God, I want to be in sync with you. God, I want to feel your breath on my face. That's how close you want to get with him. You know, you want to be one body with God because you're chasing after him. And you got to be serious when you chase after God. So what I'm saying is that in life, there's going to be moments, okay, that you're going to go through a season, okay? And sometimes people go through a season, and I believe in speaking positive over your life and speaking a word over your life, and I believe all that, okay? All right? And like what the old saying goes, you know, sometimes you have to fake it until you make it, okay? But at the same time, okay, when I was going through a difficult time, that same time, and I remember, you know, someone coming to me and, you know, they said to me, well, Barbara, you just need to, you know, forgive and you need to just love this person. And, you know, and I'm like, you know what, but that's not where I was at. That's not what I wanted to hear. I didn't want to hear that. That was the last thing I wanted to hear. Okay. But I know, you know, and this is what I told her. I said, but see, God knows where I'm at today. God knows, okay, I don't want to pray for this person right now. God knows that. God knows I don't have any good thing that I could speak out of my mouth that would be edifying towards this person whatsoever. God knew that. So I'm not going to waste my time praying a blessing over this person when in my heart I'm cursing this person. Hello? Okay? So what good does it do if I say with my words blessings over this person, but in my heart I'm cursing this person? That does not do that person any good. That prayer, you know, is like whatever, okay? So I told this person, I'm like, look, let me tell you something. I says, this is where I'm at. And God says that he will meet me where I'm at, and this is where I'm at, okay? And God, he will meet me there because there's a season for everything. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says there's a season for everything. There's a season to love and there's a season to hate. So there's a time to love and a time to hate. There's a time to cry and there's a time to laugh. So there's a time for everything. And there are times when you are hurting and you've been broken and you're hurt, okay, that there are times that, you know what, you're in that season. But when that season is up, then you have to get up from it and you can't continue to sit there. Okay, God will let you sit there for a moment. But when that moment is up, like what God told me, he says, okay, you've been sitting here long enough. Now it's time to move. And I had to move into something else that what God had for me, okay? So that's my advice to you. So be real. Don't worry about what anyone thinks about you. The only thing that matters is what God thinks and what God sees you when he looks at you. When he looks at you, he don't see a misfit. He does not see a mistake. He sees a woman that who he created from man, and he brought forth this woman. That is what God sees when he sees you. He sees a precious jewel, a diamond. That is what he sees. He sees greatness in you because he put greatness in you. There's gifts in you. There's talent in you that you haven't even tapped into yet. And the only way that you're going to tap into it, okay, is that you got to dig into it and you got to get it out of there because it's in there. But you have to believe that it's in there. And you have to get it out of there because God wants to do something in your life. So allow God to do what so desperately needs to be done in your life so that you can be real. Because once you're real with who you are, then you can be real with God and be real in relationships. Until you're real with yourself, how can you be real with anything else or anyone else? Everything else would just be a fake, you know, because what it is that when you over here, people see this person. But then when you close the door at night, people don't see you. So it's like you're around people, you put on your best foot. And then when you're by yourself, you let your hair down, and you be the real you. You know how much time that takes to try to be two different people? I mean, real time, I have a hard time being Barbara. Now I have to be Barbara, and I have to be someone else at the same time. That's too much work. If I got to do all that, I don't want to do it because it's too much work. Because then I have to remember, okay, what did this person say versus what Barbara said? I can't keep up with that. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be Barbara. And I'm going to be the best Barbara than what I can be. And that's my prayer for you. Be the best you that you can possibly be for the kingdom of God. And be real. Okay? Just be real. You know, a lot of us, we have two faces. We have the face for church, and then we have the face for, okay, when we're not in church. Then we wonder why that when the world sees us, the world laughs at Christians today. Because why? We're not living it out. We are not living it ourselves. We talk it, but we're not living it. We're not empowering this world. We're not making a difference in this world. Because the reason why we can't go after the lost is because guess what? We still lost ourselves. Now, I know that's a big pill to swallow, but just pull up your big drawers, okay? Sit back, relax, and take it in, because I'm saying these things is because I love you. If I didn't love you, I would not be saying this to you. I can only give you what God has given me over the years, and that's where I pull from. There is a reservoir inside of me. And I dig in that, and I pour everything out of what God has given me, and I share it with God's ladies. And that's what I'm doing this evening. So what I want you to do in the last minute, well, we have 2 minutes left, but 1 minute, I just want to take time, and I just want to pray for everyone. Father, I pray right now that you would just watch over your ladies. I pray you will bless your ladies, oh, Lord. And, Lord, I pray that you will keep us, Father, and help us to be real, Father. Help us to be real with ourselves, real with you, and real with others, oh God. Father, let us not show one face at one time, and then we have a totally different face the next. Let us be real and transparent with you, oh Lord, because God, you already know us. You created us. You know our shortcomings. But help us, Father God, not to look in those areas, oh Lord, any longer, but we look into you because you are helping us. You're giving us the grace to stand on. And, Lord, I just pray right now that you would just begin to heal and restore every woman under the sound of my breath. Bring them to a place of wholeness. Bring them to a place, Father, that they've never been before with you. And, Lord, we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we have 1 minute and 44 seconds left. So in that short time that we have, thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast. And it wasn't the broadcast that what I had planned, but you know what? I always believe this one thing. I have to plan, but God's plans always prevail. And God wanted this message to go out this evening, and it went forth. And I just thank you. So just be tuning in. This evening, I will be going live on the Neocon platform. Tonight, I will be interviewing Miss Michelle Brooke Hobson. Yes, she was on the third season of The Voice, under Adam Levine's team, and I will be interviewing her this evening, and she has so many wonderful events that are coming up and so many blessings that God has truly blessed her, and we're going to discuss all of that this evening. So follow me on Facebook. I'll be promoting it as soon as I get off this line. I'll be promoting the interview this evening, so follow me on Facebook, From Insanity to Sane or Barbara Archer. You'll be able to follow me, and that broadcast will be 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and tomorrow morning I'll be coming live from my other platform, From Insanity to Sane, Be Renewed 7, coming live tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. as I interview Demetrius Guyton for part 2. You do not want to miss part 2 tomorrow morning. And I will be coming live tomorrow night on the Neocon platform as I interview Alexis Spite. Yes, so you do not want to miss that either. God bless you from Real Women Real Talk. We love you, and I pray God's divine blessing over each and every last one of your lives. And thank you for another evening that you have honored me, and I thank you for tuning in each and every week. All right? God bless you, and we love you.